Hi, this is Mrs. Nook, and I'm here with a few of my senior friends. Today with me, I have Felicity, Lexi, Morgan, and Emma. We're going to be talking about our senior trip and our expectations for our senior trip. We are planning to leave on April 19th for 8 days. There's a whole crew of us going, 34 students and 4 sponsors. These 4 ladies are going to give me some of their pre-trip thoughts. And then after we return, our plan is to reconvene. And they are going to tell me how much the trip lived up to their expectations, what they've learned, and maybe what surprised them. So we're going to start first with Felicity. Felicity, what are you most excited about for our trip?
Probably Times Square.
And Lexi, how about you? What are you excited about?
I think I'm probably most excited about the sky deck. I think that'll be really cool to see the whole city.
Perfect. How about you, Morgan?
I'm really excited to see New York at night and see all of the big buildings, because obviously we don't have any of that near us at all. And I would say probably Washington, D.C., visiting all of the monuments and things and saying that I was there when I see it like on TV.
Emma, how about you? What are you excited about?
I would also agree with Morgan on all of that stuff that she said. I also can't wait to like walk around New York and see all like the bright lights at night.
All of those things are really good things to be excited about. I have been on this trip several times. And so all of those things that you're talking about excite me every time I've been. It is a new experience almost every time. So Emma, what are you concerned or worried about for the trip?
I'm definitely worried that people are going to get lost.
I think I am most worried that I'm going to forget something, but I don't really have any other big worries. I'm ready to go.
Good. The good news about forgetting something is that we're not going to the wilderness, right? Everywhere we go, we're going to be able to stop and find whatever it is that you need if you forgot something. Lexi, how about you? Do you have any concerns or worries?
Not too many, but I think maybe like my stomach might hurt with all the different foods I'm going to try.
That is definitely a good concern. I've had that happen because you're not eating the same things you're used to all the time. So my strategy is salad. Every once in a while, throw in a salad.
Noted.
Felicity, how about you? Do you have any concerns or worries?
No, mine's basically the same as Lexi's.
All right, very good. Well, I hope you do experience and eat lots of food on the trip. You will be burning lots of calories as we walk around for sure. What are the top things you plan to see or do, Morgan?
I plan on, like I said earlier, seeing the monuments in Washington, D.C. I'm excited to get the chance to go into the Washington Monument and seeing the lake and seeing all of Washington, D.C., and then also going into the Empire State Building.
The Empire State Building is great. One of my favorites. It's really pretty at night, which is when we go. So that's good. Emma, how about you? What are the top things you want to do or see?
The top thing that I'm really interested in seeing is the Edge. I hear it's pretty cool from past seniors. And I'm also really excited to go to the Natural History Museum, I believe it's called.
I'm excited about that one too. I actually have not been to the Natural History Museum. Lexi, how about you? Anything really big that you're planning to see or do that you're excited about?
Well, the Smithsonian's I really want to see. And then if we plan to go to the zoo, I really want to go to the zoo.
Yeah,
I
hope
it'll be fun.
I hope we can do that. I'm a little worried about timing on that and weather, but if we can make it happen, I'd definitely like to do that. Felicity, what is the big thing that you're planning on doing that you're excited about?
In D.C., there's this museum about spies I'm hoping to see. And then also the Empire State Building is really
cool. Okay, all good choices. So some of you already talked a little bit about food. What do you expect the food to be like? Felicity, you want to go first? What's something you're looking forward to trying to eat or just something interesting?
Yeah, so I've already been to New York. There's this really cute cafe next to Times Square that I really want to go to again. It's like Paris or something.
Okay.
It's really interesting.
Okay. Lexi?
I'm not, like, excited for anything per se. I just think that it's going to be much more flavorful and, like, intense, maybe bigger courses, just to see it compared to New Haven, I would say.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Personally, I love pizza, and so I want to try New York-styled pizza really bad from New York, not from, like, Save-A-Lot here in town.
Right. So the great thing about our hotel in New York City, there is a fabulous pizza place underneath it, basically. It is right there, and it is really good. You order by the slice, and you tell them which kind you want, and they throw it in the brick oven for you. It's really, really good. It's fabulous.
Me personally, I'm looking forward to like the dessert side of everything. I hear New York has a lot of good options for that category.
They do. We usually go to Junior's Cheesecake, and you get this giant slice of cheesecake. You can't eat it all in one sitting, and so you take it back to the hotel and stick it in the fridge and have some when we get back at midnight, and it's a really great place to go. So definitely check it out when we go. How do you think the culture will be different from what you are used to? Anybody can go first.
I'll go. I think that people are going to be in a rush. They're not going to be as like attentive to you. I think they're just going to be like, okay, next. They're going to be like more about business style than like being friendly and personable.
Okay.
I think that the culture will be more, like Lexi said, busy and fast paced. Usually in New Haven, you stop and see every person you know and like familiar faces. So it's going to be a different variety of cultures and different ethnicities and such.
I think there's going to be a lot of tourists there. So like Morgan said, like a lot of different ethnicities, just a lot of different people that we're going to be seeing.
Felicity, you said you've been to New York, so you know a little bit about this, but maybe what about DC? Have you been there? Do you know what cultures maybe you'll see there?
Yeah, my aunt lives in DC.
Okay.
It's really interesting because New York and DC are like really different in my opinion. It's really business in DC, but in New York, if people are friendly to you, you have to be very careful. But in DC, it's like once in a while, someone will be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It can be really busy in both of those places. You're seeing a lot of tourists for sure, but it is also a great place to see really New York, especially a lot of different cultures in one space. It is an amazing place for sure. If you had to guess, what will be your favorite part of the trip? Think about everything from day one to day eight. Maybe not what thing that we see will be your favorite, but what do you think will be your favorite that you'll take away?
I think spending time together as a whole class, because the majority of our class has been together since kindergarten, and having one last little shebang all together and experiencing these new things will definitely be a very big and important bonding experience. But then along with that, I'm really excited and to try different foods from all the different places on the East Coast. So
I don't really have a certain thing, but I would definitely say the pictures. I feel like I love taking pictures. I love posting pictures. And that's something I look forward to is, you know, taking pictures with my friends and capturing moments that I can look forward to later, like looking back on the pictures, showing maybe my future kids and being like, well, this is where I went with my high school and I had a good time.
I would agree with both of them. Definitely just making memories in general, friends, and then also sightseeing.
It's going to be really interesting to see people out and about, like without like supervision to a certain extent, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of freedom that goes along with this trip. We also keep a really close eye on you at the same time. We're going places where, you know, anything can happen at any time, and we all have to be ready for that. But that's part of why you're always in at least a group of three when you go anywhere. And really for a lot of this trip, we're all together. And in other pieces of the trip, there are small groups with an adult together. But you are given the opportunity in DC to explore as well as do some shopping in New York City. You know, don't forget, we have the Biltmore that we stop at too. We have Monticello, we have Mount Vernon. And so we have all of these different spots along the way to the big show in New York City and DC, where you guys have an opportunity to sort of get your feet wet with having some freedom. And you guys are going to have a really great time. We are going to close today with one more question. And then when we come back together the next time, I'm going to ask you similar questions, but it's going to be about after the trip. So this last question is, what is one thing you hope to learn on the trip?
I would say working through different types of hardships throughout the trip, it will definitely show me how the future will look like. I would say like friendship wise?
I think everybody's going to be learning how to be more mature, more independent. I think a lot of kids rely on their parents for a lot of things, and it's going to be a step in the right direction that prepares us for our future and after high school.
So this will be the big trip that I've been on as I've gotten more mature, and I'm ready to learn in the fact that I'm going to look deeper into things and not just sightseeing, but learning the meaning behind everything. And I find that very, very important. And in New York, especially going to like Holocaust museums and things of that sort, really learning the history of United States.
Felicity, what about you? What are you looking to learn on this trip?
To learn that, like, how to be responsible while being alone, and also like dealing with some of those anxieties, because like when you have someone with you, you're not as anxious, and so it eases you into, you know, independency.
Yep, I would agree. I have seen a lot of kids choose to do things differently on this trip than maybe what you would expect them to do, and I really enjoy seeing that growth. One of the biggest things, and you guys will learn this when we come back, is that you've had these great experiences and this freedom, and then you have to come back and be at school for a few more weeks, and that can be a little rough, but it is an experience that I hope you all enjoy and that you all look back on. And in a few weeks, a month or so, when we get back together, I'm excited to hear what your favorite parts really were and if it lived up to your expectations. We will talk to you all again soon. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.